So, Alderley Edge School for Girls then, GCSE results day. Now, earlier on this morning, we were talking to the headmistress, Miss Smiley, and she mentioned that one of her students, how can I put this in radio terms, smashed it, nailed it. There's plenty of others. Now, I'm joined by Lilia, and Lilia, you've obviously come in today to get your results. Last night, you were sat at home. What were you expecting to get? What did you think you'd done?
I mean, obviously I'd hoped for the best, but then I kind of was rethinking about what my exams and all the mistakes I made, and I was quite worried.
And how difficult was it for you then? Because obviously, as we said with the girls earlier, you've gone home, you've been on Teams, the Wi-Fi's cutting out, it's quite difficult. Did you have to do a lot of work yourself, like reading and revising and kind of self-teaching?
Yeah, I mean, my teachers were really good. We did cover most of the content that we had to. Obviously, some things from like the beginning of year 10 and the end of year 9, I'd forgotten when I was revising for my final exams, but overall it was quite a lot of work by myself, obviously at the end, but I was quite well supported. So
with your results then, am I right to say that you've done 11 GCSEs as well?
Yeah.
And how did you get on?
I got all nines.
Unbelievable. This is, do you know what I love about doing this job is I get to meet some very weird and wonderful people from many different industries. I get to meet some extremely talented young people as well. And I think what's amazing for me is the fact that I know if I'd committed my mind to my studies a little bit more, I would have done better. You've obviously done that. So my question to you then, Lilia, is you've got all nines. You couldn't do any better with the mistakes that you knew you'd made. What advice would you give to somebody who's doing their GCSEs next year? Is it get your head down and work hard?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's important to take breaks and realise when, you know, you've done the hard work and now it's time for a bit of a break. But I would say from the beginning you should, you know, take every sort of topic test seriously and, like, learn the stuff so you don't have to relearn it when you come to, you know, your final exams. And also the mock exams, you kind of have to pretend they're the real thing, so then you feel more prepared for.
So of all your 11 nines, A star, 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 whatever it is in old man terms, which one are you most pleased with? Which one of the results, if you had to pick one?
I would say my English literature and language, because I've always found English quite hard.
English literature, I think, is really hard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think it's just reading books and writing about different theories and things behind them. But there's a lot more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I was never quite good at, like, analysing on the spot. So I would have to go home and, like, really think about it and then, like, write out my analysis and then learn that, instead of just kind of learning the quotes and thinking about it on the spot.
So what's next then? What are you doing next? What is it, A-levels?
Yeah.
What are you planning to do with your A-levels then? Because you could pretty much pick any subject that was put in front of you, couldn't you?
I'm going to do biology, chemistry and maths, because they've just always been my favourite subject.
And to be honest, I think, in all seriousness, I think if you love a subject, you enjoy doing it, it's so much easier to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe the next Prime Minister or the next, I don't know, Einstein, something like that, because you've obviously got the ability. What are your career plans? What do you want to do?
I would like to do medicine. I really enjoy sciences and that sort of sector of work.
So going into medicine, different sciences. I always find science to be a really tricky subject. But I think that's probably because I didn't enjoy science as much as some others. So is it fair to say that with science, if you throw yourself into it and actually enjoy it, it really is a great subject?
Yeah. I think with sciences, it is sort of love or hate. But I think if you convince yourself that you really enjoy it, then it becomes a lot easier.
And just finally then, what are your plans for the rest of the day? Celebrating, time with friends and family. What have you got planned?
I think we're going for some ice cream with my friends.
Perfect. That is the best way. I think it goes without saying, your results are phenomenal. You should be extremely proud of what you've done. Lilia, congratulations. Good luck with your A-levels. And when you become Prime Minister, can you get the price of energy down, please?
Sure.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
So Ellen's joined me now from the Audley Edge School for Girls, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jessica. Last night, you were at home, you're anticipating getting your results. How are you feeling?
I was quite nervous. I was trying to put it out of my mind, but I was kind of, it was in the back there thinking, oh gosh, it's tomorrow.
And how tough has it been for you? Obviously, the girls have said that you, from year nine, you kind of came into school, you were out of school, you were getting sent home, you were revising, you're going over stuff you've done. How good were the teachers with you?
Oh, the teachers were absolutely brilliant. I mean, like, straight away, as soon as we got told we had to leave, like, they were straight online, and we were, like, doing all the lessons kind of like normal, but obviously online. I don't think we missed anything. It was absolutely brilliant. I think that really, like, helped me get the grades I've got.
Now, for somebody like me, I would think getting sent home, I'm going to do my schoolwork from home on the computer, chilled, relaxed, this is awesome. Was it like that, or would you have preferred to have been in?
I think I'd have preferred to be in, because although like we did all the lessons, there wasn't as much as like talking as a group, and quite a lot of the Wi-Fi cut out quite a lot of the time. So yeah, you'd hear like half the lesson and then you'd have to like talk to the teacher after to work out what had actually gone on. So it was kind of like, it was a lot more effort to do than like just sitting in a classroom and asking questions.
And you miss being around your friends as well, don't you? I think that's been the hard bit for all of us. Everybody that got furloughed, got sent home, schools that went home, you kind of miss the people that you were with every day. So you've done 11 GCSEs.
Yeah.
Every single one of them above old man talk, a grade A.
Yeah.
So you're talking 7s, 8s and 9s all the way. You've got to be delighted.
Yeah, I am. I'm really happy.
Yeah. Which one of your results, if you had to pick one, which one are you most pleased with?
Biology, because I really want to do that. That's my favourite subject, and I got a 9 in that, so I'm really happy with that.
Couldn't really get any better, could you?
No.
So what are you doing with A-levels then? I'm going to say biology.
Yeah, biology, computer science and maths.
Okay, same question I asked to the other two girls then. So what is your, you're going to come back, do your A-levels. What is your career plan? What is your goal?
I'm not entirely sure. I'd quite like to do something with environmental sciences or something to do kind of biology related. But yeah, I'm not really sure. We'll see what happens.
So I've got a friend who's doing biomedicine, I think it is. Very clever. I sit there sometimes and think, I haven't got a clue what he's talking about. I don't even know what he's planning to do. So for you to go into environmental science, what type of things would you be doing in that job then?
I mean, I'm not sure. I wouldn't mind being like in a lab analysing specimens and things, but I quite like to be out kind of looking at in the nature kind of thing, because I quite like geography, but I've decided not to take that. So I kind of want to mix a bit of geography, mainly biology.
And just finally then, how difficult is it to pick your A-levels? Because you've, as much as I look at your results and think, I feel really not clever at the moment, I can't even put it into clever words, I'm looking at your results right now and thinking, wow, I wish mine were the same. So how difficult has it been to narrow them down and say, right, these are the ones I'm going to do for my A-levels?
I think it was quite hard. I mean, I started off with about 6 that I wanted to do, and then I kept switching between them for about 3 months, 4 months, and then I was just like, well, which subjects do I like the most? And I just kind of went with those, because I don't really know what I want, so I don't know what I need to get into the certain fields that I want to do, because I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. And did your favourite teachers, did you look at them and think, this teacher in a 1 to 10, I like these two teachers better than these two? That's the way I would have done it.
Not really, no. I just kind of thought, I like all my teachers, so I just thought I'll go with the subjects that I really like.
The perfect answer.
Yeah.
Ellen, congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done. They're brilliant, and good luck for your A-levels.
Thank you.
So I'm joined with Thea then at Audley Edge School for Girls. It's results day, and first of all, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you feeling now you've got your results?
Relieved.
Yeah.
Glad it's over.
Has it been quite tough the last couple of years getting ready for your exams?
Yeah, we had to go home a fair bit just our year. So we had to, even when it got to revision, we had to go back over stuff that we'd had to do at home.
Okay. So you've had your results. How many GCSEs have you taken?
11, I think, and then a couple of other things.
Just a couple of others.
No, like just the Spanish thing and then the HPQ.
Right. So with your results then, before you tell us how you've got on, are you happy with what you've got? Does it allow you to do what you want to do next?
Yeah, they're decent. I can do my A-levels that I want to do, so I'll take that.
So how have you got on then? What did you get?
I got some 2 7s, 5 8s and 3 4 9s, I think.
So again, everything A and above. If I was receiving your results, I think I'd like be walking around with a head the size of a table and being like, I'm pretty awesome, because they are great results, aren't they?
Yeah, thank you.
So when it comes to A-levels, what are you planning to do for your A-levels? What's next for you?
I'd like to do physics, computing, maths and further maths.
So what is your career? Obviously we asked Jessica the same. What's your career? What are you aiming to get into?
I'd like to do engineering at university. And I guess the dream job afterwards would be engineering in Formula One, but I don't know yet. Time
Big
to
Formula
change.
One fan.
Yeah.
Now you see, as the station sports presenter, you're now one of my favourite interviewees, because I cover Formula 4 on my show. So I've got a Formula 4 racing driver that comes on my show, and obviously it's the Grand Prix this weekend, so we talk a lot about it. So I've got to ask you, who's your favourite driver?
No, see, that's such a difficult question.
No, it's very easy.
No, it's not.
Anybody but Lewis Hamilton.
No, see, I like Lewis, but I like Lando Norris as well. And
Lando came from F4.
Yeah.
Yep, so he went through. So your ideal route then now is that you've got amazing GCSE results, you're going to go into your A-levels, go to university and do engineering, and you'd really like to get in with McLaren or Aston Martin or somebody and be, what, trackside? Or behind the scenes?
I'm not really sure. I just think the cars are just really cool and fun to work on. So if that's at trackside or behind the scenes, I'm not bothered. But it's still a long way yet.
Absolutely.
A dream to work towards.
And if you haven't got a dream, you're not going to get to it. Thea, thanks ever so much for joining me.
Thanks.
Congratulations, amazing results, and good luck for your A-levels.
Thank you very much.
So back at Alderley Edge School for Girls then, it's GCSE Results Day, and I'm joined by Jessica. Jessica, how are you?
Good, yeah.
So you've collected your results. Before you tell me how you've got on, last night you knew you were obviously going to wake up today and get your results. Were you a bit nervous last night?
Yes, I was very nervous last night.
And it's been a long 2 years, hasn't it? Because we've had COVID, you've been in school, you've been out of school. Has that made preparing for the exams a little bit more difficult?
Yeah, I would say it is, because we've had to isolate just our year quite a few times, because we've had a lot of cases on our year, so it's been quite hard sometimes, but yeah.
Okay, so how many GCSEs have you taken?
11.
How many of those are you absolutely delighted with?
So about like 7.
That's, and you're happy with the rest?
Yeah.
So how have you got on then? What results did you get from your GCSEs?
That's a good question. I got 9s in biology, chemistry, English language, geography, maths. So yeah, pretty proud of all of those, and I got 9s, 8s and 7s. So
you've basically got 7, 8s and 9s on all 11. Now, am I right in saying that a 7 is a old B, A?
A.
So it's an A, because I'm old, you see. So when I did my GCSEs, you got A star, A, B, C and minuses and things. So these new numbers I'm getting used to. So you've pretty much got A's in everything you've done.
Yeah.
And you're only delighted with 7 of them.
Well,
I would probably say you should be delighted with all of them.
Yeah, I'm happy with all of them, but yeah.
So what's next for you then? What are your plans now you've got your results? What are you looking to do next?
Well, I'm looking to do biology, chemistry and maths at this school. So
what's your aim career-wise then?
I want to be a dentist.
Oh, yeah. And you earn a lot of money being a dentist, so it's probably a really good way to go. Yeah. Well done. Congratulations with your results. Thanks ever so much for chatting with me. And good luck with your A-levels.
Thank you.